Well, good morning, everybody. Today is January the 9th, 2022. Welcome to Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that seeks to nurture those who wish to develop their spirit, mind, and body. So today we have a special day and we're going to mix things up a little bit. So don't be surprised if things aren't exactly as they always are. But enough will be familiar that you'll know where you are. So I'd like to invite you this morning to share the mission and foundation statements with me. And here they are. So together, let's say the mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Amen. And our foundation statement, there is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. And now I'd like to invite Kathleen Bailey to do our daily word reading today.
Good morning. Daily word is on guidance. Divine wisdom helps me discover my unique spiritual path. Tending to my spiritual life keeps me attentive to the whispers of my heart and in tune with my guidance. I am grateful for those moments I can rely upon my spiritual intuition to discern my path forward. But sometimes my guidance feels far away and hard for me to access on my own. At those times, I may seek the assistance of my trusted friends and advisors. I may seek the wise counsel of my minister or a spiritual counselor who encourages me to discover the wisdom found in the depths of my own consciousness. She, he, or they may pray with me, listen with empathy, and share my joy as my innate wisdom leads me along my unique spiritual path. I am grateful for those who walk the path alongside me. And from John 14, 26, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning. So today we have a special lesson and meditation, and then we also have our white stone ceremony today. And we're going to start out with some music this morning, and I'm going to highlight our new musical guest, Jimmy Stewart. He's with us for the first time today, and he is a recommendation from our good friend Safi, so we took that as 100% ringing recommendation. We're excited about what he has to share with us today. And Jimmy, I would say, take it away.
Oh, thank you, April. I appreciate that. It is a huge honor for me to be here to perform for you. The first song I'm going to play is the title track off my second album, Blackberry Winter.
Can you bring the volume up just a tiny bit, Jimmy? I'm getting signals from people.
Okay. Is that better?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Awesome.
Thank you.
So it would really be easy to say that we don't really need an introduction for Michelle Senegal, but in case there's anyone who doesn't know her, she came to us by way of Centers for Spiritual Living, but she interned with us as she was becoming a minister, and I always like to say that she's so unity, she's as unity could be. So please join me in welcoming her as she shares with us today on the courage to imagine.
Thank you so much, and it is my pleasure to start out the another year with my Unity family. And I'm operating from two devices today, you all. So let me get my slides up. One sec. This is where we're going to start. We're going to start with this quote by Charles Fillmore. The infinite mind perfects. It puts life and love into our productions or pictures. Love draws things from the universal. But what gives it the form? Imagination. As you see in your mind, you become. So that is setting the stage and the tone for what I'm going to be talking about today. I'm going to jump out of this for just a moment. There we go. Imagination, you all. Of course, it's one of the 12 powers of man. And I don't know, as adults, if we use that power as much as we could. So hopefully this presentation will remind you of its potency and the fact that it is available to us. What is it exactly? It's the mental capacity for experiencing, constructing, or manipulating mental imagery. Imagination is responsible for our fantasies, inventiveness, creativity, originality, and also informed thought. As metaphysicians, it even has a much wider range of mental activities, such as acting as if, and we talk about that a lot when we are talking about what it is we want to bring into fruition. Seeing as if, so moving beyond appearances and seeing the truth of what is. And then also, it is the capacity to think about and just imagine infinite possibilities. Imagination is more important than knowledge, said Albert Einstein. And the reason he says that is because he says that what we know at a given point in time is limited. However, our imagination is infinite. He says it embraces the entire world, it stimulates progress, and it gives birth to evolution. So if you think about it, you know what you know now. However, if you were just to take the journey within and just imagine, you can go anywhere in your mind. And as a matter of fact, that's what Einstein did when he arrived at the the point with regard to time and space, the theory of relativity. He said that he imagined himself just riding on a ray of light and traveling at light speed. And he came up with the theory of relativity, just using his imagination. It also carries with it feeling and conviction. And translated, that means life and action. It awakens within us dormant forces of nature that we can call upon at any time to surface and to help us to create the life that we want to live. Ernest Holmes, the founder of the science of mind philosophy, said that imagination taps the very roots of being and utilizes the same power that brought forth the world. I want you to just be with that statement for a moment. It's the same power that our Creator used to bring the world to fruition. And that power is available to us as well. We have the power to create. We have the power to design our own lives. We have the power to control our destiny. However, we also have to utilize one of the other 12 powers. So first there's the imagination, and then there is the will. And so it is the will that provides direction to the imagination, but it works at the instruction of the mental idea and mental picture that we are holding in our minds. Ernest Holmes also said that our imagination and powers of visualization reside in our subconscious mind, and our will resides in the conscious mind. So why do I bring that in? Just to remind you that our subconscious mind is so much more powerful than our conscious mind, meaning that we act on automatic oftentimes. We get into thought patterns without even realizing that we're thinking in a certain way. We are only conscious and deliberate about 7% of the time, is what social scientists are saying. So we want to make sure that we are taking charge of our conscious awareness of what it is we are picturing in our mind's eye, what it is we are imagining in our mind's eye, so that that is what will manifest. So let's be in charge of what it is we want to experience. And we all possess the faculty of imagination. Some people's imagination is much more highly developed than our others, but it's like anything else that can be learned. It's a skill, we can learn it. And the way that we learn it is by using it, by practicing. So just think back to when you were a young child. I don't know about you, but I imagine things all the time. I got lost in my daydreams all the time. And it was not all for naught, because a lot of what I dreamed, I actually lived. So it's lived experience made manifest through the imagination. So when we develop it, it plays a great role in our lives, and it can have tremendous value as well. We all, as I said, we use it, whether we are using it consciously or unconsciously in our daily affairs. We use our imagination whenever we plan an event. We're thinking in advance of how we want things to unfold. When we plan out our year, we're thinking in advance of how we want things to unfold. So we use our imagination all the time. Now, what empowers it is if you can also bring forth the other senses, like the sound. So when you're in your daydream, when you're in your imaginings, can you also incorporate sound? What about smell? What does the environment smell like that you are creating in your mind's eye? Do you have a physical sensation? For instance, when you think about this life that you are creating, does it make you smile? Bringing about, again, the physical sensation. To the extent that you can enroll your other senses, it just makes it much more real, and the likelihood is greater that it will be made manifest. Whatever it is you are thinking about, whatever it is you are creating in your daydreams. The wonderful thing about the imagination is that it also has the power to change our lives. Oftentimes, people visualize perfect health, and they experience healing. And that's a technique, that's a therapy that is recommended. We can witness the imagination being used through athletes. They imagine themselves crossing the finish line before they ever have the experience. And then what happens? They cross the finish line. So the creative power of imagination has a very, very important role to play in the achievement of success, in the achievement of our goals and our objectives. And what we imagine with faith and feeling comes into being. It is the divine creative process at work. And I caution you, however, to think on positive things. Think about your desires. Think about your heart's yearnings. Otherwise, you may create and attract events, situations, and even people that you don't really want. And this is what a lot of us do. We use the power of imagination incorrectly. What does that mean? You may not think of it as such, but anytime you worry about something, you are using your imagination. Because the thing has not happened as yet. It's in the future, so you're imagining the worst case scenario. So when we worry or we feel fear, we are engaging our imagination. So what we want to do, again, is we want to be in control of what we want as a lived experience. And I think that a lack of understanding of the power of our imagination is responsible for much of the suffering, the difficulties, the failures, and unhappiness that people experience. For some reason, many people are inclined to think of worst case scenarios, to think in a negative way, more so in a positive way of what's possible, what if, what might be. And those individuals who are hardwired to think negatively, they don't expect success. There's doubt. There's concern. They expect the worst, and then they fail. And once they fail, they believe that fate is against them. So please recognize the importance of the power of imagination and let it not run riot in your life, because you'll end up with a mess. Understanding how to use your imagination correctly and putting this knowledge into practice for your own and others' benefit will put you on the golden path to success, satisfaction, and happiness. We create the blueprints first in our minds, and then the how follows. So think about your imagination as a laboratory. And what happens is you can rehearse the possibilities in your own laboratory, in your mind's eye. You can also, once you have a clear picture of what it is you want, you can map it out. You can see it unfold. You can practice yourself behaving in a new way if that is what it is that you are imagining. You can rehearse saying what it is that you want to say if it's about having a conversation. You can see yourself overcoming obstacles as you visualize smooth sailing in the implementation of your plans. And so in the words of George Bernard Shaw, I'll leave this with you. He said, "You see things and you say, why? But I imagine things that never were, and I say, why not?" So if you resonate with any of the words that I have shared with you, then repeat to yourself after me this affirmation. My destiny is to be a creative person in a universe which responds to my imagination. my conscious deliberations bring forth new and greater forms of good. My right use of my imagination produces experiences that uplift me and heal the world. This I do, for it is my destiny to be a bringer of good tidings of great joy. So I ask, do you have the courage to imagine what's possible for your life, for your family, your community, our country, the planet? So we're going to ground and we're going to anchor that talk as I invite you all to begin to meditate on what's been said. And Jimmy's going to play under me just softly so that we create an ambiance for creativity. So I'm going to let you start, Jimmy, just playing a few notes, and I'll just move in. Just be still. Go within. See in your mind's eye. The world in which you want to live. The world in which you want to leave for subsequent generations. Believe and know that if you can imagine it, that it can be. Just be with your thoughts. Think in terms of your relationships. What do you want them to be like? What about your vocation and your avocation? What do you want to happen? What do you want to have? What do you want to do with this gift of life? Who do you want to become? It's all available to you. And it starts within. The good that you can conceive. Invoke all of your senses. incorporate your will. To usher forth all that began as a divine idea in your mind. And so it shall be. Amen. Ami. Ashe. So we're going to move right into the white stone ceremony. And we're going to get grounded yet again with another piece of music by Jimmy Stewart.